Polarization just keeps getting worse in Washington. It's as bad as they've ever seen it, and it seems to be making Americans very upset.
Impeach 45!
This is politics.
Impeach 45!
Is this where we want to set the bar for future presidents?
Clinton was the worst in history.
It was a vote along party lines that made President Clinton only the...
I'm not for gay marriage.
I believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
And so does
Barack Obama nor I support redefining what constitutes
a limousine was set on fire downtown.
It's my
smoke
decision.
Could be seen
it's
for blocks
not
away.
Baby.
And protesters hurled flashbangs,
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bob and Weave Live. This is what we're going to try to do now, tonight, at least.
We're starting it here, okay?
Starting it right here.
Yeah.
This is where you can start, Mike.
At least I don't have to edit any video. This is just the cluster that everybody gets to see, which started with just me.
How long were you on? Just you?
From the time... So I text you at, I don't know, what was it? 5 till? Because I wanted to get you on the Zoom first before I did YouTube.
Yeah.
But then you didn't get on in time. So, like, I don't know, a little around 8, I jumped onto the YouTube. I had problems with that too. And then I got on.
Shit was going downhill.
Mm-hmm. But it's working now as long as second pop should do a live hot zones. What's hot zones? Is that the one you were talking about?
It's hot ones.
Hot ones.
Hot ones.
Oh, yeah. The one we were talking about last week. Valerie would like you to dance for us. She says, do you see that? Yeah.
I was changing my name.
Valerie Cavallero says, dance for us, Zach.
Hold on, I'm changing my name and I'm too stupid.
I did find out that, by the way, on the video recording that they can't see that.
Oh, yes, they can. I can see it on there right now.
Yeah, but not on the never mind. Doesn't matter. Dance for Valerie. Come on.
Wonder if my wife is watching this. She could tell me what kind of disaster is going on. Yeah. I think she was watching or is watching because she was texting me a few minutes ago asking me what was going on. So,
yeah, my wife is not watching. But just for everyone to know, when I came inside, back, I had been out mowing the grass. I saw like shit all over my grass, all over my hands and stuff. Turns out I never timed it, but it takes about 2.5 hours to mow my grass. So that's why I was almost late. But I came inside and she'd put down some champagne and was laughing her ass off about something she'd seen on Instagram. And then the text she sent me, which I thought was her saying, what's going on with your YouTube channel, was actually her sending me a meme. So I don't think she's aware of what's even happening.
Let me tell you the confidence that my wife had tonight. She opened a bottle of wine and threw the cork away.
Nice. That's standard operating procedure around the rough house.
Yeah, she was confident.
God, I'm half tempted to try to plug that thing back in again.
What are you plugging in?
So that the sound goes into the soundboard like it's supposed to. I'm gonna try it one more time. Off. And
so this is I don't know what's happening. Disaster.
Are you talking?
Yeah, I was talking. Am I talking now? I'm talking. Can you not hear me?
I think we got a bad cord. I think that's our issue. Bad cord.
Yeah. Apparently my wife is watching us on the big TV downstairs.
Oh, nice.
That you can see that, but she sent me that.
Hi, Michelle. All right. So now the whole point of this fucking shit show was for you guys to be able to ask us questions so we can interact. Let's decide right now. Do you want to, try and do this again next week?
We can definitely try. I'm confident it will go better.
Yeah, now that we know. Well, one of the issues we had was apparently I had to go into the YouTube settings and enable live videos, which hung me up for a minute.
Okay.
And it appears we have a bad cord, which causes some problems as well.
Womp, womp, womp.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see here. What do we got for questions? Sex wife Michelle makes awesome chocolate chip cookies. That's not a question. All right.
But it's true. It's fact.
Yep. So it sounds like, although you were incorrect today,
what was I incorrect about?
About the party the hanging out that we're supposed to do this weekend.
I don't know where that came from. I just made that up in my head, apparently.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's going to happen now, because when Becky's like, no, we didn't talk about that. And I was like, well, let's just do that then. So
that works.
Whatever. This weekend, we're going to do a bonfire outside. Let the kids roast some marshmallows, eat some cookies.
All right. The questions are starting to roll in. So if you guys have questions, go ahead and ask, and we'll try to answer them the best that we can, or we'll just ignore you.
Okay. So the first one is, Valerie wants to know, how many drinks until you go shirtless again?
Probably not many, because I'm already getting hot.
Yeah. And also, I forgot to turn the air. So what usually happens is I forget to turn the air conditioner on in here. It is a very well insulated room. So probably about the time you start to see sweat on my forehead will be about the time that the shirts come off. Mary Morgan wants to know, where's Mike? So I put this out on my personal Twitter and my personal Instagram. So I think a lot of people are maybe haven't listened to Bob and Weave and their.
Okay.
So Mary, Mike is our producer and editor for the show, but he's not on the show. Sometimes he is, but not usually. So Mike is at home, probably gaming at Merb Gaming.
Yeah. So you see that guy over there? He's Bob and I'm the Weave.
Are we side by side on the YouTube screen?
On the YouTube screen, we're side by side. On my screen, you're up there.
We're up and down. Yeah. What questions? Would you rather give up beer or meat? Well, that's easy for
that's
you.
That's simple. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them why.
Beer all day. I'm a vegan.
You're a vegan?
A vegan. I only eat animal product.
Right. It's also important to know that Zach is not a beer drinker, so that's an easy one for him.
That is also true.
Now, would you say only animal product? I don't know if I've ever seen you eat a vegetable. Do you eat vegetables?
Not much.
Not much. I am a meat eater. That's what my hero Steve Rinella says. I'm also a beer drinker, so that's tough.
You don't even drink beer. You drink crap.
I drink good stuff sometimes. There's nothing wrong. You guys tell me, is there anything wrong with a nice Busch Light on a hot summer day? The thing is, if I'm in beer drinking mode, if I'm ready to
I like ice water on a nice summer day too.
The thing is, if I go into beer drinking mode, and you've been with me when I shift gears from having a drink to beer drinking mode, I can put down a lot of beer. If I'm drinking some of the good craft beers like Brian is, like from Haymarket, then that are 7-8% alcohol, then I can drink 3 or 4 of them and I'm an idiot. I become an idiot very quickly. With Busch Light, I can drink 30 of those fuckers and I'll barely even know that I've had a drink.
Yeah.
But the answer to the question is, if I had to choose, gun to my head, I think I would have to give up beer. I could not give up meat, but I would rather give up something else. Can I give up one of my kids instead? 4 of them running around here.
I feel like half the people right now are commenting that I'm right, that is not beer, that's crap. And then the other half are starting to try to back you and say there's nothing wrong with it. So,
yeah, I see John Hayes says Busch Light is yellow water, not real beer, not crap beer. Is the Valerie's my girl. Valerie, I don't know if we've met. I don't think we have, but I did. I like your jib, as the captain would say.
What the fuck is a jib?
It's something on a sailboat. The captain from True Crime Garage always says something like, "I like the cut of your jib." Nothing wrong with Busch Light, although it's better with.
I don't listen to any true crime podcasts. You guys know that, right?
But you know who the captain is, right?
I barely listen to the true crime podcast I'm on.
Right. So case in point here, Julie Woodward says Busch Light and makes a pukey face and then says, I don't even drink beer, but bletch. Just like you. You're talking shit about my beer, but you don't fucking drink beer.
I know not to drink that.
False. Wrong. That is classic. You know what? This is what I would say.
Do you remember when we were in Mexico and I ordered that drink that had a flower in it and the guy was like weird about giving it to me?
I don't remember a lot from Mexico.
Yeah, I ordered that hibiscus drink, and he was like,
"Oh, really? Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, we were in the fancy bar.
Yeah,
and I ordered some like really fancy whiskey, and then you ordered some drink that was like pink and frothy with flowers in it and shit.
Yeah, it was a hibiscus drink. Yeah, and it was fucking delicious.
Was it?
Yeah, it was real good.
Pamela wants to know if we like sour beer. I do not like sour beer. I'm an IPA.
My wife does.
She does like the sours. Do you ever go down to Transient downtown?
Yeah. No.
They are known for their sours. I don't like sour beers. If I'm drinking craft beer, which I do enjoy craft beer, I'm an IPA man. Heavy hops. I like a Citra hops is my favorite. Galaxy hops is the best if you can find it. But I like a real hoppy beer. I don't like browns or stouts. I can drink them, but they're all right. But I'm an IPA man or a double IPA man.
If I'm drinking beer, it's got to be like a Hefeweizen or a wheat beer, something along those lines. A Hefeweizen is a wheat beer, but...
Right, which is the closest thing you can get to Busch Light, by the way, in the craft beer world. It is.
Can't we just have like Oberon?
I can do Oberon. Oberon
or Blue Moon.
Yeah, similar. Those are wheat beers.
Yeah, wheat beer.
Julie wanted to correct me that her name is Woodard, not Woodward. That's my bad. Julie Woodard. Woodard. John Hay says he loves great beer, but not Coors, Bud, or Miller. Listen, you gotta have some balance in your life. There's a time when I love to sit down. Matter of fact, Becky and I went out to Indiana is open for business. She and I Sunday night went to a brewery in South Bend or Mishawaka. And I had I had two different really good IPAs. There's a time and place for that. When I'm out here working this weekend, I planted 22 trees out in the pouring rain, shoveling dirt. That's Busch Light time. You don't pop open a double IPA when you're doing that. That's Busch Light time. And then chilling down in the evening is almost always whiskey time.
Oh, okay. Speaking of whiskey, Josh Beachy asks, what's your favorite whiskey?
Mine?
Well, I don't drink whiskey, so
Josh
was asking.
Yours is none. My favorite whiskey? So my go-to is Woodford Reserve. Like if I go to a bar and I'm getting a drink, typically I'll order a Woodford on the rocks. That's my drink. Woodford is good. I also like Basil Hayden's a lot. There's a lot of different ones I drink. Someone, I don't remember who it was, but someone above there. Hey, speaking of the Captain and Morgan have joined us and said, I need a big burly beard Bob back. So,
okay.
Speak of the devil. Actually, I'm guessing that's probably Morgan. What's up, Morgan? What was I saying? Oh, anyway. But
whiskey, Jesus Christ, Bob, pay attention.
There's a lot. I've got so much fucking shit happening here. This bourbon that I'm drinking is actually fabulous. John Hayes, I know John personally down in Texas. What's up, John? I know you're a bourbon man. It's worth a try to go to Shotbox and order this Meat Eater bourbon to give it a shot. It's really good. It's really good. It's smooth. The problem with it is you have to order it online. They can't ship whiskey to Michigan. So in order for me to get it, I have to ship it to my buddy's house, and then I have to figure out the day they're coming and go sit there because you have to sign for it and show them your ID. So it's a real pain in the ass for me to get it.
But well, the listener that asked, Josh, just had a baby. I mean, like in the fall. So he needs whiskey.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So Josh, what's your favorite bourbon or whiskey? And also, while he's thinking of that, Tara Wells says, what podcast do you guys listen to apart from Real Crime Profile? In the programs that started you starting Truth and Justice. So what other podcasts do you listen to, Zach?
I listen to the Burtcast. I listen to Two Bears, One Cave. Mm-hmm. I listen to, I got to look now. I don't even know. The Three Gun Show is a podcast that I've listened to for a long time. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What's in my library? Oh, Magical Mystery Radio. It's a conspiracy podcast. Mm. That's what I like. Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Bedtime History. We'll listen to that with my kids in the car a bunch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about it.
So I listen to, which I'm going to say that I'm way at the top of my list. There's a bunch of podcasts I listen to. There are a handful that I listen to as soon as they drop, always.
Okay.
And number one is Two Bears, One Cave, which is Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, which you turned me on to. Typically I watch, they have a YouTube version. I typically watch rather than listen to that. Sometimes I'll listen to it depending on where I'm at. But now that Mike's not here, it's just me in the office. I'll turn it on the TV and watch it on YouTube. The Meat Eater podcast, I listen to them as soon as they drop, and I listen to a lot of their back catalog. There's other ones like True Crime Garage. If there's a case I'm interested in and I have time, I'll listen to them. Same thing with Real Crime Profile. I don't list them all. Joe Rogan podcast, I listen to a lot of Rogan, but same thing. You know, he puts out so many that if it's something like, he just had that Dr. Rhonda, I can't remember her name, but it was somebody, a doctor talking about the coronavirus stuff. So I mm-hmm. watched that, or if it's somebody, you know, a celebrity or somebody that I'm interested in.
Yeah. You really got to cherry pick those, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Rogan. I could watch him talk to anybody. I just don't have time to listen to all of them.
Yeah. I mean, they're all 3 hours long. It's a long time.
Right. Also trying to look through my feed here. Oh, I also listen to, not as much as I used to, just because other things have filled that void, is Never Not Funny, Jimmy Pardo's podcast. I listen to that one a lot. Or I did. I don't, not so much anymore. I'm looking, those are the ones I listen to the most. Most of the time, if you see me, like today when I was out mowing with my headphones in, I'm probably listening to either Two Bears, One Cave or Meat Eater. Those are the ones I listen to the most.
Yeah. The one I listen to the most is probably Magical Mystery Radio. I like a good conspiracy.
Nice. What kind of conspiracies? Yeah. What's the most
recent? They talk everything.
What's the most recent one that has you the most intrigued? And I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Boy, I don't know. That's tough. The thing is, I just enjoy them. I don't really believe 90% of them. I just enjoy them.
So is there one you could think of that you actually believed?
Is there one that I've actually believed? The Olympic Committee scandals. Probably believe those.
Olympic Committee scandals?
Yeah, they're taking money to... They're being bribed into going to certain cities.
Didn't happen. No, I don't know anything about it. I just want to disagree with whatever. Should be set free. I'm looking through these questions. Josh Beachy mainly drinks Jack Daniels and Maker's Mark. Those are good stepping stones, Josh, but you got to step your, I'm telling you, once you get a taste for some of the better bourbons, then that's like, I used to drink Jack, but I would drink Jack as a shot, or I would mix Jack with ginger ale. And Maker's Mark, I would drink that straight. But then once I got a taste for like Woodford Reserve or Basil Hayden's, or even Buffalo Trace whiskey, Bullet Bourbon, some of those, and then you go back to those. So that's what, even Buffalo Trace was one of my favorites. After I really got developed a taste for some of these other ones. Now, if I drink Buffalo Trace, it's like, if I drink Buffalo Trace, I'll usually mix it with I'll cut it with a little bit of ginger ale and a lime.
I fell asleep while you were talking.
Because you don't like bourbon or beer. You like flowery drinks.
Flowery drinks.
You know what both of our favorite drinks are? Bud Light Seltzer. My favorite's the mango flavor.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I like the other one.
Dude, did I tell you that a new sponsor that we potentially have coming to Truth and Justice is Manscaped?
Let's do it.
You're reading.
Please let me read it. Please let me read them.
I will pay you to read those ads.
I think it would be wonderful.
They reach us. So for those of you who don't know Manscaped, they sell trimmers for your stuff. For your private,
I will totally read them.
For your private areas. And they reached out and they said, yeah, would you advertise? And the thing is, I have a 70% female audience on Truth and Justice. And I'm like, I don't know. They're like, well, they really like your show and they'd really like to advertise on there. Would you be willing to do personal endorsement? I was like, I would have to be real. Like, I can't. Could you imagine on Truth and Justice? Like, when your hair gets out of control down there, try out the Manscaped lawn trimmer or whatever the hell it's called.
I want to read these. I will totally read these.
Dude, it's COVID-19 time. I got to keep the fucking lights on, so I can't really turn down sponsors right now.
Let's do it. Let me read them.
All right. That's
there's a lot of questions coming in. There's a lot of good questions coming in, I think. All right,
let me roll up here. Whoa, they really came in fast. Rickon Garage. Tommy. Oh, they're talking to each other. Hang on. Oh, my, Zach renamed himself. With both of you working out, fun question. Who wins an arm wrestling competition, Zach or Bob? Zach, hands down.
I beat his pansy ass.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would say that I would almost guarantee that I would win in a bench press contest.
You got me. You got me.
But I have 14 screws in the shoulder and 6 in this elbow. And both of those are things that need to torque. Like, I can't throw a ball very hard anymore. I feel like if I, because Zach's a big old boy, he's getting big and strong. You're getting a big, strong boy lately, Zach. If I tried to tangle with you arm wrestling, you are, I think, just strong enough to literally rip my shoulder out of its socket.
Yeah, I'm not a little guy. Let's let everybody know that.
Yeah. Well, you're not, well, I'm just saying, not only are you a big guy, but you've been working out hard lately.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, what was funny was when I got on
the... And I've been watching Roadhouse. No, not Roadhouse. Over the Top.
Over the
Damn
Top.
Damn it. Right. Over the Top.
It was funny. So I got on the to publish the video that dropped this morning, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I get on the Bob and Weave YouTube, and I see all the, like, the videos that are coming up are all about, like, strength training and powerlifting and mass building. And I'm like, what the fuck is all this? I'm like, ah, Zach must be signed into the Bob and Weave YouTube account on his and he's watching all his workout. He's way more dedicated right now than I am with my working out. I've been doing a lot of, like, practical shit. Like I said, I mentioned I planted those 22 trees. So what that means is I had 22 trees that weighed between 500 and 600 pounds a piece and have 3-foot by 3-foot root balls that I spent the whole weekend, you know, I would dig with the excavator and then dig out with a shovel and roll them in. And so, like, at the end of that, like, that was my workout. I'm not working on my Whoop strap.
It's a good workout.
Yeah. My Whoop strap, what I'm still trying to get as a sponsor, is pissing me off that they haven't replied to be a sponsor. Like I had some of the highest strain I've ever had on Saturday and Sunday. And I spent an hour at the chiropractor today because of it, to prove it. Because I could not.
To prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah. To prove it.
This morning. Okay. Let me go back to where was that? Arm wrestling competition. With other taboo topics, will you guys cover which other taboo topics will you guys cover on Bob and Weave once life gets back to normal? Which are you avoiding like the plague? Let me ask you guys. You guys are obviously people that are, you know, you're I wouldn't say diehard, but you're fans enough that you're taking your Wednesday night and talking to us. Do you prefer us more chatting to stuff like this and more interaction with you guys, or when we really dig into serious topics, or a nice mix? I like a nice mix, but man, I really got exhausted by some of the politics stuff.
It was hard. It was hard. And at the studio, we do have a big whiteboard that has the list of topics written on it that we have a lot to go through, and a couple we want to revisit. We definitely want to revisit the trans athletes one. Mm-hmm. I know that's one we want to talk.
Guest for that.
We do have a great guest for that. We want to, we want to talk about gay marriage. We do want to revisit legalized marijuana. We had a fun time with Freddie, but we want to get a little more serious on that topic as well. And we have some fun ones lined up.
Wait. Freddie, I forgot to tell you. So
are we doing the YMCA?
Yeah. We raised, with our GoFundMe for Freddie to get his license back, we raised just over $1,000. And so I just yesterday set up the GoFundMe to funnel that to his bank account. It was all sitting there. And, you know, originally it was like $2,700 he needed to get his license back so he could get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I told him, like, hey, go set up your bank account so you can get the deposit. And he called me and he's like, dude, thank you so much. He was working with the people that own Reliefe, the marijuana dispensary where he kind of got famous. Yeah. And they're working. I don't know if they're like helping with their lawyers or whatever. But he's like, whatever it was, he said they worked and they got his fines for the driving without insurance reduced to $1,000. So he needs $1,000 exactly to get his license back. And we just sent him $1,045. So he is over the moon. So all the Bob and Weave listeners got Freddie his license back and he's so stoked. He just wants to get back to work. Of course, it's kind of a rough time for him. But so it worked.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. That's really awesome.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, speaking of other topics and conspiracy theories, I was reading one of those comments. Like some of them, like I think it should be more timely. Like I think we should wait till November, but like I want to dig into the Kennedy assassination.
Okay. I like that.
You know, that's on our list out there. Things like that. I
want to stay out of politics. I hate politics.
It's too polarizing. I mean, I really fall down the middle, but what I found is it's just too hard not to upset people. We have some really good conversations, but at the same time, some people get upset and they get turned off. And as we know, like we've learned, I'm too opinionated not to share how I really feel about some of the stuff. So I'd rather just my overall view on politics is that we're in a shitty situation. I think we're going to be in a shitty situation in November. And I wish we could just sweep everybody out and start over. I really dislike both political parties. So that's my whole position. Nothing else needs to be said about it.
I concur.
Speaking of which, dude, have you ever watched Designated Survivor?
No.
Becky and I just found that show a few days ago. She was upset we were recording today because we've been kind of binging it. Great show. Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland. I don't want to give the whole plot away. Well, the basics.
Oh, I thought it was like a reality show. I didn't know it was even a scripted show.
No. It's a scripted show where he played, you know, he was like one of the presidents lower down in the cabinet. You know, every time they do the State of the Union address, they have a designated survivor that goes to like a bunker during the State of the Union because they don't want, you know, in case something catastrophic happens and the whole government's wiped out, that there's someone left. And that happens in the first couple minutes of the series. And so this guy then becomes president and has to rebuild the country from there. But anyway, cool show. Get them to guarantee a CPM of $100. That's from Morgan talking about Whoop.
Yeah. No, not Whoop. Probably Manscaped.
Oh, the Manscaped. Oh, Manscaped, our ad agency takes care of all that. Whoop, I personally reached out to, and they're like, we're not really looking for podcasts right now for this show. And I'm like, all right, well, we'll do it cheap. I just would love to sponsor you guys. And they're like, oh, we're not really sponsoring podcasts right now. Then I turned on fucking Rogan and Two Bears, One Cave, and guess who they're repping?
Because that's what I'm saying. They got those dogs. They don't need you.
Yeah, they don't need
They don't need us.
10,000 listeners. They need their 2 million listeners.
They got food there. They don't need you.
John Hayes says he listens to another podcast that does hilarious Manscaped ads. Yeah, I do too. A lot of podcasts do them. But the thing is, they're usually podcasts that are like, you know, like guys in the locker room oriented. Well, Two Bears, One Cave, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura do Manscaped ads, you know, because they can be funny with it.
Have we told the listeners about your Four Hymns idea? If we get Four Hymns back, about the hair loss.
What, like, don't be like Zach. Take your hat off and show him. Take your hat off.
He wants to.
Don't be like Zach. Be like Bob. Look at this luscious head of hair. Zach's always making fun of me for being old, but look at this 41-year-old head. Look at that.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. It, God forbid they see the top of your head. Is that what you were talking about? Or did I just shave you for no reason?
No, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Rios wants to know, have you tried Grangestone? I have not. Morgan's all about Tullamore Dew at the moment. Love me some Tullamore Dew. That is, they're talking whiskey again. That is a very nice Irish whiskey. I do like Irish whiskeys. I hate Scotch whiskey, by the way. Hate Scotch. Every time I drink Scotch, it gets to about right here, and it's like it has to think about if it wants to go down. Love me some Irish whiskey, though. Bushmills is also very good Irish whiskey. Trying to back up to these questions. Other taboo. What other taboo topics have you thought of
that aren't politics related? Taboo topics?
Well, that was Lindsay's question.
You know, I haven't thought about them much lately because we've been so cooped up, and I know we have that list of stuff we want to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I know you really haven't thought of new things yet.
I know you wanted to go over like Snowden.
Yeah, I would like to do Edward Snowden, the NSA stuff. I think that would be a fun one. I'd still really like to talk with the author of the book called The Other Side of the River. I think that's a really good one. That's a bunch of racial tension. Jesus, Bob, that's a lot of liquor, and it's empty.
It's so hard. It sucks so bad that I can't just go to the liquor store and get more. It's just gone forever now.
Well, it's not. You can pour it back.
I'm not going to. That's sad. Yeah. So, and I've talked to that guy, and he said he was interested in coming in. Now, once we can come in.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted by the end of my bottle of bourbon.
So disappointing. John, what is Area 52? I don't know what Area 52 is. Apparently, that's something I don't know. I know what Area 51 is.
Area 52. You're
we're reading different comments. I'm like way ahead of you.
Oh,
you keep back. You stay back there. I'll stay up to date.
All right. Just for the record, Leslie says, as a Midwest liberal, I love hearing your political opinions, even if I don't always agree. Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate that.
Oh, see? John wrote 51. Sorry. See?
Typo. Well, everybody knows what Area 51 is.
Well, I know. That's why I was like, what's Area 52? This seems new to me.
Yo, here's a
Tara Wells says it's Roswell. So,
right. Here is a an interesting thing. I don't know if you've thought about this, Zach. I know you're a hat guy due to the, you know, the embarrassing nature of your hair.
Yep.
But Lindsay Achilles, hopefully I'm pronouncing your last name right, Lindsay, says her husband is bald, so hot. Have you thought about taking it all the way off? Like going like
Bruce Willis? I've talked about it. My wife isn't ready for it yet.
You wear a hat all the time. Well, you could try it. And if you don't like it, your hair's so short, like in 2 weeks, you'll be right back.
Yeah. She doesn't agree. She didn't want me to do it.
I'm going to talk to Michelle. I'm going to text her right now.
Sounds good.
Hang on.
Sounds good. Are you really texting my wife?
I am.
It seems like something you would do. Jesus.
Zach.
She's probably watching. Head. She was watching a minute ago.
Please.
Have you seen any of the new alien stuff that's coming out?
What alien stuff?
There's been like new videos released. They're trying to distract us from Corona.
No, I have not seen any. Dude, I kind of quit watching the news, which is really odd for me.
Oh, look, it says when the roughs cut his hair, it looks fine. See, she's answering on here now.
What's she ahead
of you? She says when the roughs cut his hair, talking about the barbers, the other roughs.
Oh, it's fine. He doesn't need to shave it yet. But Michelle, this is the perfect time because it's Corona. Nobody's going to see it. He can shave it. See what you think. What if he's like, what if you're like Bruce Willis? What if you're just like sexy bald guy?
And I see dead people?
Yeah. Like bald head with the beard.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm dead the whole time.
Right. The whole time. You're dead right now.
Oh,
yeah. Julie Woodard says, don't do it, Zach. Why don't do it? Show them again. I just want to show you how short your hair is. Like just so they know that.
Well, it's not that short right now.
But the way you normally keep it, it will literally take a week to grow back.
Yeah.
You can try it out. I did it when I was 18.
Go ahead.
I did it when I was 18. I shaved my head bald.
I want to say the Department of Defense something released a video.
Oh.
The aliens. Mm-hmm. And it's an alien. They say it's a UFO or whatever they call it now. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. Is that the new thing?
I don't know. I don't like the term UFO because watch this. You know what this is? That was an unidentified flying object.
That's why they go by the aerial phenomenon now. But yeah, they released a video and said it's a UFO. And then there was a big UFO thing in Brazil like last week.
Huh. No, I haven't watched it. I have no interest in that. It's weird. Like things that interest me, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like the whole alien thing, like it's weird. I'll talk about it. Just like Bigfoot. That was a fun episode. I really don't care if there's a Bigfoot, but I will argue until I'm blue in the face about it on whichever side I choose that day to be on. Also, another point for Bob. Lindsay says, I agree with Leslie. As an East Coast liberal, and my views tend to differ from East Coast liberal, but she also enjoys me talking about politics. Maybe let's do all politics all the time. How about that? You'd enjoy that.
Oh, the podcast is going to be called Bob.
Bob. The Bob. Bob and Bob.
Bob. Just Bob.
Hang on. Bob. Correct pronunciation. Oh, when I said Lindsay Achilles, I got it right. She was praising me for that. Just keep going with the hat. The rust. Sorry, I'm trying to find another question here.
More questions, guys. More questions. You're just making fun of me now.
Pamela wants to know. Pamela, who is also one of our transcribers, one of our amazing transcribers for the Truth and Justice podcast. Whoop, whoop, Pamela. You got to say whoop, whoop. She wants to know.
Oh, I was supposed to say whoop, whoop. Sorry.
If you had to choose Speedo or birthday suit? Gun to your head.
That's tough. I'm going to go with a Speedo.
I am too. For obvious reasons. There's a lot...
We got that manscaping contract.
Right. Now if we get that manscaped contract, birthday suit all day. Because with the lawnmower 3.0, you could
Is it called the lawnmower?
It's the Lawnmower 2.0 or something like that. But dude, I think that it would be perfect because with your line of work, you can shave a little stick figure of a man mowing the grass, you know, down there. And then I can use my Lawnmower 2.0 to shave around it. So it looks like the little tattoo of the stick figure lawnmower guy is, you know, mowing the lawn.
Okay.
Then birthday suit, because that's something you want to show off.
So Josh Beachy says he'd like to hear us talk about gun control, which he knows my stance, and he could probably figure out your stance. So if we do talk about that, we're going to need someone probably on the opposing side so we can have an open debate about it. Mm-hmm. But not a debate. I don't want to say debate. That debate is the wrong word. I don't want to debate it. I want to have an open, balanced
discussion. Yeah, and to be fair, I'm kind of down the middle of it, and I really think you are too. In the fact that I don't think it's a complicated concept that we don't need to be getting right now. But I do believe that there should be strict background check laws, rules, and regulations. But I don't believe that you should be taking guns away from law abiding citizens, basically. So I'm kind of down the middle of it. But yeah, we should get like a totally what did Lindsay say? East Coast lefty to come in here that hates guns and then explain that viewpoint. Because I'm sure that's a good viewpoint.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Come on in, I'll tell you why you're wrong. That's my
every day of my life.
Some person requested to join the Facebook group who legit thought it was about hair weaves. That's from Kelly Zappas, one of the admins on our Facebook group. Bob and Weave. Put me on the list to transcribe if you ever need additional volunteers. Lindsay, hook up with Pamela because she is like her and Jen Reese and Candela are like in charge of transcription. So if they need people, they're the people to talk to. Morgan says, topic suggestion, talk about Johnny Gosch and the theory that he is a former White House, that he is former White House reporter Jeff Gannon. You know anything about that?
What? I was texting my wife to see if she'd bring me another drink.
Oh, I'm about to I'm going to lose a drink here in a second and then report.
You know what? I have heard something about this, but I can't think of what it's all about. But I feel like I've heard this story before.
Yeah, it doesn't even ring a bell with me, but it sounds intriguing.
Yeah, the Jeff Gannon thing sounds familiar, and I can't place it why I've heard it. It's probably on that conspiracy podcast that I listen to.
Probably. Pamela says she wrote a note to it herself. Valerie says she's curious about the Johnny Gosch thing, which you just kind of touched on for a second. Hey, can you talk to them for just a second?
No.
While I go flip over a rock out in the office area real quick. I'll be right back. I drank a lot while you were gone. I was stressed.
You're stressed? How much have you been drinking? Now are you drinking water?
Yeah, that's to excuse why I have to go to the bathroom right now. I'll be right back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you see what I have to put up with constantly. Every single time I record, Mr. Small Bladder has to go turn over a rock or whatever the hell he just said. Is there any questions I can answer while Bob is gone? John Hayes asked me, what's the most complex tattoo you've ever done? I've done some like painting replications that take, you know, quite a long time. I've got a half sleeve on a guy that's honestly probably close to 100 hours just for a half sleeve. Just replicating a painting. I've done some Salvador Dali paintings that take a long time. So those are some complex tattoos. The easiest tattoo I've ever done. I've done a lot of pretty easy ones. I've done like single line crosses. I mean, those take all of 5 seconds. I've done, you know, music notes. It's literally like a line and a dot. The easy tattoos, they come more than you realize, especially when you work in an area like I used to work, which is right by Notre Dame campus. So we get a lot of that. Give us an embarrassing Bob story. Ah, boy. I'm going to hold off on the embarrassing Bob stories till he gets back because it's way more fun to do it in front of him. Let's see. Everybody wants to know tattoos. That's all we're talking about. Favorite tattoos to do? Anything that I have some creativity about. Anything that I can have fun with. Least favorite type of tattoo to do? Anything on Pinterest.
Yeah, that's important to point out that you don't do... Well, you'll do stuff if people bring you pictures, but you do custom work. You don't have like a flip book. This is, I'll take a number 26.
Correct. Yeah, I draw everything I do. Have I ever done white ink tattoos? I have done white ink tattoos, but there is a big caveat that I always talk to the person about. They age very poorly. They don't look like what you think they're going to look like. And in, you know, 5-6 years, they're going to be gone. So
I have an obvious question about white ink tattoos.
Yes. No, it doesn't show up on black people.
Thank you.
Is that the question?
Yeah, that was the question.
No, that's yes. So you have to picture your skin as a window, and you're seeing through the window. So your skin, my skin, is you can see through the window.
Okay.
A African-American, it's like a tinted window. You're not seeing all the way through it. So white is just lost. You got to be darker than the skin tone.
Is tattooing in general on African-American people harder? Like colors too, like whatever?
Yeah. Yep. Everything is a little more muted because of the skin tone.
It works good on your face. Did you see Mike Tyson's going to start fighting?
They want me to tell an embarrassing... Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. Tell an embarrassing what?
Bob story. But I said I would wait till you got back, but I got to think of one now.
I never do anything embarrassing.
Never do anything embarrassing? Mm-mm. Yeah. I'll think of one. Don't worry.
I'm thinking real hard. I'm trying to think real hard of an embarrassing Zach story, and I can't think of one.
You can't think of like when we were up north and I had my shirt off in the parking lot while we walked out the door?
Oh, yeah. That story was kind of...
Hey, cool. Look.
Hi, Michelle. Look, I can move this time. You can
look,
see...
Bob is waving at you, and you can.
Why are you hiding, Michelle? Say hi to the people.
Bob says, "Say hi to the people."
Wait, no, wait, Michelle. Tell her to come back. Tell her to come back. Hi, I need to talk to her. Give her your headphones for a second.
She
I need
can't
to
hear
to her.
You.
Give her your headphones.
Jesus Christ! I'm getting yelled at. Yeah, talking to this.
Hi, people.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
Fine.
Are you gonna make some of them? You gonna make some of them cookies this weekend? Bring them over.
Maybe.
We'll do some s'mores outside with them chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, they were so good. You so messed out.
I know. We need to do it on Saturday. But okay. Listen, can we talk just for a second?
We're not allowed to do that, though. It's against the rules.
No, we could be outside 6 feet apart. Listen, we need to talk about this Zach shit. Zach, get the fuck out of here, Zach.
No, it's fine. We told you to get the fuck out of here.
We need to talk about this Zach shaving his head thing. I think
we don't need to talk about it.
What percentage of the time is he not wearing a hat?
90.
Not when I see him.
Well, you don't see him 100% of the time.
I think I always thought he
you
wore
see
a hat.
Him 10% of the time.
I thought he wore a hat to bed.
No, he doesn't.
All the dogs in here.
Listen, this is a perfect time for him to shave his head. Hi, Ambrosia.
She can't hear you either.
It's a perfect time for him to shave his head. See if you like, what if it's like a Bruce Willis and it gets you all frothed up, you know, like you're real excited about it and you like it. And if you don't like it, okay. Then.
But did you get my text?
Oh, wait, let me see what you texted me. Have you seen his dad? I'm not ready for that yet. I've only ever met his black dad.
That's yeah, no. I'm talking about his other dad.
One time. Let him shave
his
it one
real
time.
Dad.
Let him shave it one time. Just one time for like a week.
Oh. And that was that. I don't know what just happened.
Nothing. Nothing happened at all.
I have dog hair all over me now.
Hey, Grayson Henritz. It is his birthday.
Happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, Grayson. How old are you, buddy? Zach will be happy to sing happy birthday to you.
Maybe.
Let's talk about that for a second.
What?
Who are singing we singing
happy birthday?
Yeah. Who are we singing it for? Like, is anybody ever saying happy birthday to you and you're like, man, I'm glad they did that. This is a lot of fun.
I don't know. Maybe when you were a kid.
No, you hate it. It's embarrassing. Everybody's looking at you, taking pictures. So nobody wants to sing it. Nobody wants to have it sung to them. Why are we singing happy birthday to people? Grayson's 41. Dude, I'm 41. You're part of the 41 club now, Grayson.
I'm not 41.
We're like brothers. Yeah, but he's bald. And Pamela says, Feliz cumpleaños. Is there something I don't know? Does Grayson speak Spanish? Or are you just showing off? Are you flexing?
That drink was really strong.
She make it a little strong. That's what happens when you mix drink. If you just drink straight stuff, then you don't really notice if it's strong or not.
That's real strong.
Oh, my ice is gone. My next refill is going to be rough. Andrea says, happy birthday is a copyrighted song. That's a topic we should do. Singing happy birthday. I think it should be. I think it should be just done with.
I feel like there was an actual quid question somewhere a while ago.
What's the
question? I don't know where it went. I got dog hair in my mouth, guys.
Andrea says that Gretchen Whitmer says no, that we can't hang out.
Oh yeah, somebody asked if tattoo shops are open, and this has been a big thing that I've had to talk about. I made a big Facebook post about it today. Actually, we're not open. Some states are open. We're in Michigan. Michigan is not open. Tattoo shops, along with salons, are considered non-essential services, and non-essential services will not be open until phase 5 of opening, which a lot of people don't realize that. So what's happening is the state is saying we can start reopening on May 29th, May 28th, 29th, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's only phase 4. So we have to get through phase 4 before we can even open. So it's going to be probably several weeks, if not a month.
So I just caught a little bit of her address yesterday where she said that you're going to start opening the Upper Peninsula and the Traverse City area for like restaurants and bars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that now phase 3 and then phase 4 comes?
No, that is the beginning of phase 4.
That's the beginning of phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
So in phase 5, we're not even that far because the tattoo shops and salons aren't even open up there yet, are they?
No, they won't open until phase 5.
And so in phase 5, that'll be when I would assume that's when like bars and restaurants and stuff open down here, but still not you guys.
Correct. Yeah. Phase 4. Yeah.
But that's a bitch. That sucks, man.
Yep. It is what it is.
Yep. But you guys should know that Zach sticks to his guns because I tried to talk him into just sneaking me into the shop to get a quick little tattoo. And I think his wife even tried to talk him into doing it. And he was like, no soup for you.
It's just not worth it. It's just, I mean, they could take everything. Yeah, they could close us permanently.
You could lose your license, all that. What are you doing? Reading?
I was reading. Sorry.
All right. So we got any other questions? Pamela says casinos are opening. Pamela wants to know, is there a part of the body that you won't tattoo?
Is there a part of the body that I won't tattoo? I'm very picky on tattoos. So I won't tattoo hands, necks, heads, faces, unless you are heavily tattooed. So, I mean, you'd have to come in looking like me or Bob before I would consider tattooing your hand or neck, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Actual body parts, there's not a whole lot I won't tattoo. I mean, I won't tattoo inner lip. I won't tattoo inside the ear. But that's more just they don't heal well rather than like my not wanting to tattoo that location.
So I'm going to ask you the obvious question, and it's awkward, but I know it's something my brother apparently has wanted to do his whole life. But when I offered to pay for him to have it done one day when we were drinking, he bailed. Would you tattoo a penis?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd tattoo a penis. I have never done it, but I would.
But you'd look forward to it. Like that'd be that's something you could put in your bucket list. I tattooed a wiener. It's a
funny story.
Right. Tattooed a wiener.
Like I'm pretty secure in who I am. So like some people would freak out about that, but that's not something that would bother me. And it's a funny story.
Dude, so we need to lean on my brother next time we're all around somewhere when we're maybe having a couple of drinks and we can talk him into it. Because what he wants is a barber pole around it.
I'll do it. That is a strong ass drink she brought me. Whew.
Zach, my husband says you should go bald if you have an awesome cranium. He was a Marine, so he knows. Dude, I think you should try it. What's it going to hurt? I feel like you have a nice shaped head. Like hats fit you good because you got a nice round head. My head is long. I have a long head. So when I shaved it, when I shaved my head, it did not look the way you want a shaved head to look. But you have, if you compare our heads, you have kind of a round head, which is how you want a bald head to look.
So what should we name this? This podcast title should be called like Whiskey and Bald Heads.
Whiskey and Bald Heads?
That's all we've talked about, basically.
We're talking about lots of stuff. Let me see here. It's wild how differently each state. They're talking about closures, Pennsylvania. Also, they're talking to each other.
They're way over us.
Would you guys ever talk about why the legal age of drinking and smoking is 21, but you can join the military and serve your country at 18? Is this a good age restriction, or should it be 18 for all? I'll add to that right now. My opinion is it should be 18. I mean, I don't want. Do I want my 18-year-old kid smoking? No. But if you're telling me Yeah, I have a 19-year-old stepson and a 15-year-old son. Those are my two oldest. You know, so in a couple of years, Quentin will be that age. You know, if you're telling him you can go, you know, did you know, Zach, that you still have to register for the draft when you turn 18?
Really?
Mm-hmm. You have to register for selective services when you turn 18.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So not, I told Jackson that, my stepson, and like we got him the paper and he didn't fill it out right away. They started sending letters like, hey, you need to register for this.
That's weird because, I mean, that's continued to go on or is that a newer thing?
No, I had to do it when I turned 18.
I don't remember ever doing it. And I was, when I turned 18 was at a time of war. I mean, that's when September 11th happened and that's when everybody was going.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't remember having to do it.
Yeah, I remember going to I had to go to the post office to do it. I went to the post office to register for selective service.
Maybe I just skipped out on it.
But anyway, I think that if you're telling a kid at 18 years old that we can legally, if it were to happen with a draft, but even if somebody just volunteers and enlists, then we're going to put a gun in your hands, we're going to send you across the world and make you fight and risk your life to defend your country, to tell them that you can't have a cigarette while you're doing it, I think it's ridiculous. That's my opinion. And again, it's not that I'm a proponent of 18-year-old smoking. I'm not, but I just think that those two things should go hand in hand. And it's a whole another topic to open up. But are 18-year-olds really are their frontal lobes developed enough to decide that they want to go risk their lives and fight?
No.
I don't think so either.
I deal with them too much. I deal with a lot of 18-year-olds getting tattooed. And I mean, they make terrible decisions getting tattooed. I can't imagine them making a good decision to go to war.
Yeah. And I'm very pro-military and I certainly wouldn't want to delete those forces. And I think that if you wait until 21, kids that out of high school that don't know, what they want to do that are going to enlist at 21 might be, in school or married or working and are less likely and our numbers would be way down. So I get why it's 18, but I don't think they're capable of making good decisions at 18. Okay. So Jeanette Lee wants to know embarrassing stories. What if we tell embarrassing stories about ourselves?
Yeah, we can do that. I'm sure. I'd have to think of a good one, but yeah. I'm sure we can do that.
I'm trying to think of a good one that I want to share.
I mean, if you watched my stand-up, that was kind of embarrassing, me getting naked in the birthing room. If you haven't, go watch that. Go back to that episode. That's a good one. Let's see. When I was, high school, we used to try to just do stupid shit just to do it. Like, we used to sneak into the fair. Not that we couldn't afford the $2 or whatever it was to get in the fair, just to be cool. And me and my friend got locked in the trunk for several hours together. So that was fun. That was an embarrassing moment.
I pooped in my own hood once.
Okay.
Well, no, I was just thinking, like, do I want to tell that story? And I don't. I really don't. I mean, I was young, but it was I guess now I sort of have to share.
Pooped in my own hood.
Yeah. So super embarrassing story. So here I am. I'm like 16 or 17 years old. And me and my buddy, have you ever met my buddy Ryan?
No.
I think he was at the party, the housewarming party last year, but he's a real big guy.
I don't know that I was there.
You were here?
At the housewarming party? I don't think so.
The big barbecue we had outside last year after we moved in. Your wife brought cookies, I remember.
I don't know that I was there. Anyways, continue pooping on yourself.
And I didn't poop on myself. so just so we know. Valerie says already Bob wins.
Yep. I can get better. Hold on.
Okay. We can try to one up each other with embarrassing story. Because I got the next one after this one, which would be a totally better badass one to tell than this stupid one. I think I was like 16. I just got my license. Me and my buddy Ryan, who was my neighbor, we were going deer hunting, and he had this cool spot for us to go hunting, which is like a mile away from where we lived. And so we park his little Dodge Duster on the side of the road. There's a foot and a half of snow on the ground, and we go hiking back. So I'm 100 yards off the road, and I set up my spot. And then Ryan goes another 400 yards beyond me and sets up in his spot. And we're sitting there hunting. And we had two-way radios. Before, like, this is before cell phones, before any of that shit. So we had like a walkie-talkie so we could talk to each other. And I'm sitting out there in the morning. And one of the things you'll know, you'll find out if you're a hunter, if you have a certain routine, and then the routine is broken because you get up at like 4 a.m. to go do something, it messes everything up. And then all of a sudden at 8 a.m, things happen. This is for deeply as I want to go into this.
Valerie, that's why we call him Big Winded Bob.
I was just going to say Valerie's not my favorite person anymore. She said Bob's story will of course take 20 minutes to tell. But so things are happening. Now, mind you, I'm 100 yards from the car and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is happening." And when it happens like that, it's an emergency. So, Ryan always left his keys in the car. So I'm dipping. So I get out of my blind and I hoof it to the car and I'm going to drive back to our house. We're less than a mile away. And this is an emergency. So I get to the car, doors locked, call Ryan on the walkie-talkie. And he says, "I have the keys with me." Now he's 400 or 500 yards, half a mile into this field, these woods that we're in. And he's got the key. And you think the fucker would come meet me halfway? No. So now I'm doing the GI quick step, you know, waddling with cheeks pinched all the way into the woods to get the keys from him in a foot and a half of snow. I get the keys from him and then I'm doing the same thing and I'm dying. You ever get the dookie bumps, you know, or the shit sweats? You know what I'm talking about? You know what the dookie bumps are, right?
Oh, man.
You start to get goose pimples because of it. I call them the dookie bumps. I had the dookie bumps and the shit sweats, and it's 10 degrees outside, and I'm wearing Carhartt coveralls, just like the one piece zip up hood, and I'm just like, oh my god, I'm literally talking to myself like, you can make it, and I'm going all the way through, and I finally get back to the car, and something about reaching the car, now it's been like 20 minutes, something about reaching the car told my body that it's now time.
Oh, no.
Sarah Stapleton says it's called turtle heading. So yeah. Andrea says it's called prairie dogging. It was all of that in a bag of chips. So I get all the way to the car and I unlock it. And then my body's like, "This is happening now, Bob." And then I have an immediate decision to make. Get in the car, try to drive the mile to our house, and to my house, or Ryan's house, his was closer, and run inside and hope to not shit my pants through that process, or bail on the entire idea and just go into the woods and just let it rip. Go turn over a rock, or, you know, take a growler, or whatever you want to call it. So I opt for the latter because there's no choice anymore. This is an emergency. So now I could have calmly and comfortably taken a woods poop, which I am very capable of doing. It's happened many times over the course of my hunting career. But I spent 20 minutes running laps, miles, to get these keys. So now a calm and comfortable woods poop, that option's off the table. It's not an option anymore. Now we're going to take an explosive, immediate emergency woods poop. So I leave the keys in the car and just dart into the woods. Now, mind you, it's winter. It's snowy. So this is right by, you know, where you used to shoot, the old range you used to shoot at?
Yeah.
Right there. Like right where those houses are there now. There weren't houses okay. there then. So I'm right there off Mayflower Road. So there's no underbrush. The leaves are going off the trees and there's snow to make sure that I fucking stand out to any cars that drive by. So I run back as far as I can get and I see a log that looks like this is it. This is going to be as good as it gets. Which, by the way, I've later developed a better technique that doesn't involve a log and because of this incident. So I run up and now I've got a one-piece Carhartt coverall, which I got unzip and pull down. And then I've got underneath that regular pants and shirt, but then I also had on a union suit. Do you know what a union suit is?
Like
picture Goofy from like the Disney show, like the Disney movies. Picture Goofy with the long underwear with the buttons on the back with the flap that folds down.
Okay.
That's a union suit. And that's what I had underneath my thing. I've never in my life had to use the flap, but that day I did, because you can't get out of the union suit unless you take your clothes all the way off, and which would make me butt naked in the middle of the woods. So I ripped down my Carhartt coverall, and then I have to, for the first time in my entire life, have to unbutton the back flap of my union suit and then sit over a log. Somehow I managed not to shit my pants. And I bent over this log and I do what I got to do, because I had no choice at that point, which, as you can imagine, was quite relieving. And after it's all over with, and I'm looking at, you know, cleanup options now, there was snow, which is what I ended up going with. And I get done and I go to get reclothed and realize that when I jumped over the log in my fit of fury, my $150 at the time Carhartt coveralls had flipped under the log, and my entire pile of last night's dinner was in the hood of my Carhartt coveralls that had gone under the log.
That's pretty bad.
Those Carhartt coveralls are still in those woods today.
That's pretty bad.
Yep.
Dropped them. Really bad.
That was it. Came home without them.
There's never a good time to poop on yourself.
Now, I didn't want to read the comments, but let me see.
Oh, everybody's dying. I know the last time I pooped on myself was embarrassing as fuck. So, really only to me, because I don't think I hope no one else knew.
1 second, I'm just reading Pam Westby's comment. She said, it's called touching cotton. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones. There's a bunch of good ones.
So you have a story about this is the episode where we talk about pooping, I guess. So you said the last time you pooped yourself, like there's been multiple occasions.
There's been multiple occasions for you too. You can't say there hasn't been.
Oh, there's been one real bad one.
Everybody over here has pooped themselves at least once. It happens. We're adults. Shit happens, literally.
Why is we're adults equivalent to shit my pants? You think we're all little children, so of course
it happens. There are times that you just can't hold it, and it happens. Now, the last time I did it was actually probably 3-4 years ago. It was before we moved into this house we currently live in. See, Grayson says
3 or 4 years ago.
Who hasn't pooped on themselves? Grayson says that.
Exactly right. In 41 years of life, Grayson, like you and me, who hasn't pooped on themselves?
Exactly. I was taking my children to daycare and just surprised me in the truck.
I have so
on
many
the way,
poop stories. It just occurred to me. I have so.
I told you. Poop stories. I told you. It happens. So I had a surprise poop on the way to take my kids to daycare. I had to pull off the side of the road. I had already shit myself. It was too late. I didn't have this cool story you have about running through the woods hundreds of yards to get keys and hoping I make it.
You just had a bad fart and out of cake.
It was emergency. And I didn't even know. I don't even know that I farted. It just happened. I pulled off on the side of the road and proceeded to take my pants off and then whip my boxers into the woods, put my pants back on, dirty because can't wipe anything. Because I'm on the side of the road, plus I have my kids in the truck, proceed to drop my kids off at daycare and go back to my house. Now, here's where it gets worse. At this point in time is when we're trying to get our house ready to sell. So we have people at my house working on my house. Okay. It happens to be my wife's best friend and her dad working on electric stuff at our house. So I have to pretend like I came back, even though I wasn't supposed to come back for no, you know, like, oh, I forgot something. I just got to go in my bedroom and close the door for a moment. Yeah. And then leave again. That was good. Real good. It was totally a surprise. I didn't have any like time to like
it just happened.
Figure it out. No, it just happened. Driving down the road just happened.
Dude, I'm sitting here debating. We're an hour and a half into this thing. If I want to keep going down this road or call it quits for the night.
Are you? I'm an hour and 8 minutes. I understand you think this should be our next stand-up bit. My next stand-up bit is not this. My next stand-up bit is about that I was such a beautiful child that I got picked up. I got hit on by not one, but two pedophiles, different times. True story. Both times. True story.
You know, John mentioned this, the stand-up bit. It's funny. When I did my stand-up bit, one of my best friends, he used to be my partner at the fire department. Mm-hmm. The first thing he texted me after he watched our video, he said, "How did you not tell the shitting in your hood story?" Oh, God. Yeah, we should probably wrap this up for the night.
Well, people are now asking. They said, "Wait, what?" And I was almost kidnapped, too. Now, two different pedophiles tried to seduce me.
I think
one male, one female.
I think we should save these stories for next week. I think we should do this again next week and save these stories so we don't burn them all out today, because it's because I've got 15 poop stories that I never thought I would tell in public.
I don't know that we need another week of poop stories,
but I've got I'll leave you guys with this little teaser for next week. I'll tell the story.
Hold on. You can tell the story. I'll let you tell the story. But first,
I'm not telling
guys. Do you like? No, I know. I'll let you give the teaser. Do you guys enjoy this? Do you guys like the Facebook Live? Or not Facebook Live. What the fuck? Do you guys like the YouTube Live? Do you guys want us to do it again? We can continue doing it, or we can go back the old way. You guys let us know. I'll let Bob do the teaser now.
Okay. And in like 2 minutes, it'll catch up with them, and we'll see what they say. Yeah, so the teaser is the story begins with my driver at the fire department intentionally delaying us installing smoke detectors at someone's house because he knows something's happening. And it ends with my chief walking out and seeing me walking naked through the fire station with all of my clothes and a bundle in my arm heading to the laundry room.
Womp, womp, womp.
Looks like overwhelmingly yes, people like doing this. So I think that as long as we are still quarantined and we got to do the Zoom thing, we might as well do it this way.
I'm game with it. I'm game with it.
All right. So people are saying keep it going. I need to get inside and make sure my wife's still alive and hopefully watch an episode of Designated Survivor. But let's do this same time, same place next week.
Sounds good.
Hopefully we'll have less technical difficulties. But all of you guys, thank you so much for joining us. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. We'll be on YouTube Live again. This has been a lot of fun. I think we got a better grasp on how it goes. Zach, buddy, thanks for being my friend.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, man. And love all of you guys.
Love all of you.
We'll see you next week, guys. Bob and Weave is an NBI Studios production, produced and edited by Mike Bussing, music by Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com. The artwork and our logo was created by Zach, and the video editing was done by me. You can connect with us on all forms of social media at Bob Weave Pod. And if you'd rather watch than listen, check out the Bob and Weave Podcast on YouTube. If you have any questions or a guest request, you can email us at contact@BobWeavePod.com. If you like the show, please take a minute to go on iTunes and rate and review us. On behalf of myself and Zach, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.